Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Oh, I get emotional every time. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Transformation with Martinet. I am emotional every time, and I figure as time goes on, I won't be so emotional, but I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so grateful to be here. And so for just to recap, for people that don't know, we are live the second and fourth Fridays of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And come August, we will be weekly. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I have so many wonderful people to introduce to my show. So also to recap for others that my show is all about overcoming. And I firmly believe, as well as my guests believe, that we can overcome anything. We are resilient humans. We can get back off the floor at no matter what happens to us. We can. And there's a purpose for everything. So without further ado, I want to introduce my fabulous guest. Oh, more emotions. She is a wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur, wonderful coach, hypnotherapist, and I'm privileged to call her my friend. My friend. Welcome, Danita Sajus, to my show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Martinet. I'm super excited. I'm a geek about the subconscious mind, and let's dive in and have a conversation. I'm excited to be Hello, yes. Everyone.
Yes, thank you so much. And Danita and I'd like to open up the show today for callers. If you want to come in and ask questions for her, feel free to call in. Our number is 800-930-2819. So Danita, what brought you, like, I know you have a lot of fabulous stories. What brought you to a point where you knew you were meant for something amazing? You were meant to serve others. When did that come in?
I think it was, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. I think it was when I was in direct sales.
Okay.
I think the direct sales platform is a platform to understand the human soul, because you're dealing with people. And when you're in direct sales, you're building a team, you're mentoring, you're selling, you're building a team, you're in leadership, whether you like it or not. And
right.
Through that, I was starting to go to different seminars about leadership, leadership and mentoring. And I realized I was really good at it.
Yeah, for sure.
I was really good at it. I was breaking records. I was like top three in the country. And, and it was pretty effortless. The business was easy, and it was about connection with humans. And I think my gifts came out of that experience of connecting with other people and sharing opportunity, sharing hope and possibility. And from that, I go, wait a minute, there's something here. So that's where it all started.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I see that too. Like you're sort of forced into a role of mentorship and leading people. And you've got to be on top of your game to do it. So did that lead you to coaching yourself to really develop your personal self?
Yes. Yeah, so I went to, the directors in the direct sales industry, every January had a director's event. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be in Houston for that.
Okay.
And we have a director's meeting and there was a coach there. Uh-huh. And and we did a little 10-minute exercise. Uh-huh. And next thing you know, I'm a blubbering mess.
Mm-hmm.
Falling, I mean, a hot mess.
Yeah.
And realizing that, and it was all about success and sales, but honestly, mm-hmm. it really had nothing to do with that. It had to do with my past and my relationship with mm-hmm. my dad and,
yes.
And this feeling of hiding to be the perfect daughter. And I, that all came out in 10 minutes.
Mm. Wow. And that's pretty quick.
I walked up to the facilitator and said, I need you. And can you fix me? And he looks at me, he goes, I don't know, but I know the human soul will. And yeah. that's where
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right there. Mm. The human soul right there. That's it. You know, it's like us as coaches, we can't fix someone, but we can find what's inside of them to help them be whole again.
Right.
Oh, that's so cool.
The problem has all the answers.
Right.
And our answers
right.
are in our heart. We have to listen to it and we can't pull it out because there's stories mm-hmm. developed around it. So right. we need a third party to advocate for us.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Would you like to share about the perfect daughter? And I know there's certain things that I think we're going to lead into here, maybe after the break. Tell me about the perfect daughter. And because I know there's so many people, the daddy daughter relationship is so big.
Yes.
And I know how I am with my own. So
yes. Yeah. The daddy daughter. Mm-hmm. It's my daddy. Are you proud of me scenario?
Yes. Right?
So yes. I grew up, I'm the youngest of three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, navigating through life. And I remember, I was a daddy's girl, like mm-hmm. bottom line, end of story. And what I know yeah. about fathers is fathers create us as women. They're mm-hmm. the first
yes,
image
they do.
As a male love. And typically, subconsciously, we as women marry some version of our daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, we don't even know it.
Right.
Whether you enjoyed your relationship with your dad or didn't enjoy it, it's subconsciously mm-hmm. ingrained very young. And so I remember it's almost like yesterday. I would go to vacation to Haiti, mm-hmm. my country, every year as a child, starting at 8 years old. I would spend 2.5 mm-hmm. months there. And that's the time when kids could fly alone and the flight attendant would escort you on the plane, right?
Back right, in
the
right.
And so I would go there, I would land, my family would pick me up, and then I would go be a child, discover my culture, all that deliciousness.
Yeah.
And when I was 9, I went again. And when I came back home to New York City, my 18-year-old sister was gone. Mm-hmm. And it was told to me that she chose another life. Mm-hmm. And here I am, 9 years old.
Right.
And I was told not to look for her. I think we went to family therapy once, and I'm nine, mm-hmm. all of 9 years old. So yeah. in my little 9-year-old mind, I go, uh-oh, I think I could be eliminated from this family.
Mm-hmm.
That was the story I created when I saw my sister leave. And I was almost scared to go out and walk the New York streets just in case I saw her. And right. And I had a middle sister as well. And we both were like, I didn't know her feelings until way later in life, but
right.
it was this elimination, this fear of elimination from my family. So then I remember trying to be this good girl in front of my daddy's eyes. From the age mm-hmm. of 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted his approval. Like I did good grades. I did all the right things. I never wanted to him to lose that sparkle in his eyes in mm-hmm. case I could be eliminated.
Right.
And I coasted like this, Martinet, for until I was about 48 years old. So 39 years from the car I brought, from the husband I picked, from the house I bought. Daddy, is this good enough? Right?
Yes.
And so it was this dance, and it almost became like he was my Superman. And as soon as he had my sister leave, or she chose to leave, he became my monster. So I was living in this duality of in love with Papa, but deathly afraid of him.
Yes.
And so I did this dance for a long time, and it cost me my connection with him, because then I would hide things. I'm in business for myself. I'm losing money. He'd be like, how's business? I'd be like, it's great. Right.
Right. Right.
I want all the right answers. Right. Meanwhile, I'm like in debt, and I'm not doing well. And then finally, through coaching, I was able to sit him down at 48 and go, I did what we call the total truth letter, and let all my emotions out. Like, all I ever wanted is to need you to release me. What I was angry at, what hurt me, what I desired. I just wanted to be a daughter. Mm-hmm. I don't want the pressure. I don't want anything. I just, can you release me today? Now I'm 48. I've got my own mortgage. I'm living my life. I don't need daddy's approval, but subconsciously that little 9-year-old was still terrified.
Yes.
And so in this process, the beautiful thing, Martinet, is I flew to New York to read him the letter. It's a letter. You release your own emotions, but I decided to fly to New York and read it to him. And at that point, I'm a hot mess, because I'm now about to face my biggest fear, right? My Superman. Like, are you going to disown me at this point?
Yes.
And I'm bawling. I'm reading him the letter. And he just looks at me and he goes, Cocotte, really, like, Cocotte is like my dear. He says, I never knew I had a hold on you. Go live your life. Go adopt 5 kids or 5 dogs. Go. I set you free. Yeah. And that was the pivotal point where I was able to not have that pressure. And then a few years later, he passed away. So there was a beautiful connection of peace and release. Mm-hmm. And I gave him all his flowers while he was here. I told him, thank you for being my tooth fairy, my hide and go seek.
Yes, yes.
I gave him all the love and appreciation. Most parents will never hear that, but my dad did. And it was
a huge
shift in my life.
Yeah. Oh. That's so beautiful that you that he released you, that you got that peace, and then you gave him the same peace when he went to the heavens. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. There's a technique that you use in your coaching, because I've experienced your wonderful coaching and skills, so that I'd like to talk about when we come back. We're going to take a short break, but where can people find you before we go on a break?
You can find me at my first and last name. So DanitaSajus.com. DANITA, S like in Sam, AJOUS.com. That's my website.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Beautiful website.
Come visit.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We will see you soon.
Are you ready to get off the never-ending hamster wheel of reaching for success? Meet Danita, your go-to girl to help you take your life back, set healthy boundaries, and experience daily joy. If you're ready to create success and fulfillment in your life and business, start today by scheduling a complimentary connection call with Danita. Visit Danita at DanitaSajus.com and make your appointment today. That's DanitaSajus.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martine. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martine. This is where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. And my fabulous guest today is Danita Sajous. And we left off talking about the father and daughter connection and how the father-daughter relationship really creates us as women. And I know for me, that is so true. Well, for all of us, but for me, it definitely has a... so much truth to that. So anyway, what we are going to go into next is what Danita calls, and I'm sure, well, this is the term for it. I just didn't know it until she talked about it. I've been privileged to have some coaching sessions with her in hypnotherapy. And we talked about something called agape love. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful process. Would you like to explain more, Danita?
Yeah, I really call it how we seek love.
Okay.
And this was taught to me by Marissa Peer in London. She's my master hypnotherapist. And it is deliciously informational and transformational. And it's all subconscious. So the way that we seek love in the world starts at birth.
Right.
So just think about it. When we're in the wombs of our mother, we have what I call agape love. Agape love is the purest love, unconditional love one can receive.
Yes.
Think about it. We're laying in the womb. It's nice and warm. We have food on demand, drink on demand.
Absolutely.
We're floating in amniotic fluid. It feels like the ocean. We're on vacation.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we're born.
Right.
And when we're born, the subconscious mind immediately says, uh-oh, how can we get that agape love that we got in the room, in the womb, in this thing called our tribe, which is our family?
Right.
So there's one or four subconscious roles a child will take to seek love in their family.
Mm-hmm.
And self-identify yourselves, everybody.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Super important.
Mm-hmm.
First way that one can seek love is to be the brilliant one. This is the child that gets the good grades, is great at sports, yes. Has all the trophies on the mantle of the fireplace, and mommy and daddy go, oh my God, sweetie, you're so smart. So they coast through life, getting more degrees, more PhDs, staying the smart one so that they can get attention from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The second role a child may take is called the caretaker. This is what I can frame as the goody two-shoes. They set the table for mommy and daddy. They help with laundry. They change their brother or sister's, baby brother's sister's diaper. So they're always helping, always caring for. They also like to keep the waters calm in the household.
Yes.
So this is the caretaker. The third role a child may take is the sickly one. This is the child that always is sick, and mommy and daddy still have time to take them to the doctor's office. Now, the subconscious mind doesn't know good from bad. It just knows that we need attention. So let's stay sick so that we'll be always have mommy and daddy's time. After working a 40-hour week, they still come into my room, give me my medicine, take me to doctor's appointments, and that's how I get my agape love. So they remain sick. And then the fourth one is the destructive one. This is the child that goes against all the values of the family, gets in trouble, gets called to the principal's office. Again, subconscious mind doesn't know good from bad. It just knows we need attention. So they remain destructive through life. So I asked the audience, if you could self-select, which one were you, right? And here's the thing. Caretakers will typically never marry or be in relationship with another caretaker because their job is to fix. And so they'll typically get be attracted to people, not everybody, but a lot of the times be attracted to people with issues, anger, addiction, whatever it is, right? No judgment, but this is what happens because their job is to fix. And so this is super, super important. I share this with my clients because I want them to self-identify themselves and then decide, is this still serving me? It may have served you at age 0 to 6, but is it still serving me? And some people are still getting degrees and accolades and all of this stuff, you know, that's self-confidence and using their self-confidence to fill their self-esteem cup. And that'll never work, right? How you feel about yourself is your self-esteem. How you're, how you feel about your accolades is your self-confidence. There's a difference, right? And a lot of people are still getting degrees and spending a lot of money and, you know, for that one little celebration moment. And then they're back to square one, chasing the next carrot, right? So this is super, super important because most times, when I speak to my prospects and my clients, the role no longer serves them. And they get to choose another role. And it's just eye-opening. Like this happens at birth. How we seek love.
It's completely eye-opening. It sure was for me. And I know for me, I am the caretaker, was the caretaker. I know that with the relationships that I've been in, I always want to just take care of. I want to help. I want to assist. I want to make sure they're okay. And I know that I often would put myself to the side because I'm always taking care of that person. So for someone who would be like me or any of the other roles, what's the first step when they want to let go of that? How do they start to let go?
Yeah. So I had a woman, she was a caretaker. Two daughters in the house. Her husband was, had an addiction problem to alcohol. She stayed with him because she thought that he would change. And he didn't. And then, they got divorced. The husband left the house and then she invited him back in because she wasn't done. And so she became my client for rapid transformational therapy. It's called RTT hypnotherapy. And what we did is we the way the brain works is that we live 10% of our brain on earth. The other 90% is locked up after age 7. And so we 80% of our beliefs get created before the age of 7. And then it gets locked up. So whatever we created to believe about ourselves, our caretaker role, it gets locked up. And then we coast decades with this belief. And so what we do in RTT is we unlock the vault and find out how, when, and where did this all happen? Because with caretakers as well, there's resentment that starts to build up because you're not winning at the fixing. Right? And so there's all these, you know, swallowing your words and tolerating and all of that, not for everybody, but for most people. And she beautifully released all of that, set healthy boundaries in her household, lost a ton of weight. I almost didn't recognize her. And she got her life back, Martinet. Oh, she got her life back, that there was hope that she didn't have to take this role on anymore. And then what does the real you look like? Mm-hmm. What does she want? What does she desire? What does your perfect life look like, right? And then this idea of releasing the fixing aspect of what she wanted to do. And her daughter also worked with me because she had a ton mm-hmm. of resentment because of the mother inviting the father, husband, back into the home. Mm-hmm. And so she was outraged. And so we worked together, and she's now being able to use her voice. Mm-hmm. She's engaged and about to be married, but she had some untangling to do so that mm-hmm. she can speak her truth. Like, that's just everything. When you can speak your truth, speak your essence, not in a belligerent way, but in a confrontation way, with keeping the other person's dignity intact. Like, that's mm-hmm. possible when you Absolutely. Learn the language.
Right, right. You know, I recall, even in my previous marriage, just the resentment that would build. You know, I remember just thinking in my head, but I did this, and I did this, and I did this. Why won't you? You know, we're trying to get our needs met in the same way as we're trying to control the whole environment. You know, that's amazing.
Keeping score, right? So you're making a list.
It's completely keeping score.
And then you're saying what you're not doing. And that causes conflict in any relationship when we keep mm-hmm. score or we resent. And so what I like to say is, you get to apologize.
Yes.
You get to go, oh my God.
Yes.
I am so sorry that I gave you the impression mm-hmm. that I was going to take care of you. I mean, whatever. I was going to cook for you, or I was mm-hmm. going to fight for you when you can't fight for yourself. I realize right. that I'm fighting a losing battle.
Right.
And so I my request is to release me from that role. Because what happens, Martinet, is we create the role mm-hmm. and then the other people follow. But then right. we get resentment towards mm-hmm. that person. That's not playing fair in the sandbox.
It's not fair.
We have to take our accountability because we're the ones that stepped mm-hmm. up. I remember when I first started dating my boyfriend, I was cooking for him and doing all this stuff. And then he comes into the house and he goes, "What's for dinner?" And I look at him and I go, "Oh, I'm sorry I gave you the impression I like to cook. I was just excited."
Yeah.
And like, you know, I set myself in that role and he just followed suit. So I apologize and he goes, "Okay, we can go out to eat."
Yeah, there you go.
So there's ways out of it, right? We get to apologize for the role that we assume that we no longer want.
Right, right. You know, we're going to be going to break again soon, but I'd really like to get more into confrontation. I think that is a beautiful thing because I know you have a heart for couples, and you also have a heart for children, you know, young ones all the way to the teens. And this would be a great skill to learn early, right?
Yes.
I should have used it.
Yeah.
Back then. Yeah. So everyone, please, if you'd like to call in for questions, we would love to have you. 800-930-2819. And Danita, where can they find you again before we pause?
At DanitaSajus.com. So my first and last name.com. Hope to see you there.
Yay. Thank you so much. We'll be back. Thank you.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to get off the never-ending hamster wheel of reaching for success? Meet Danita, your go-to girl to help you take your life back, set healthy boundaries, and experience daily joy. If you're ready to create success and fulfillment in your life and business, start today by scheduling a complimentary connection call with Danita. Visit Danita at danitasajus.com and make your appointment today. That's danitasajous.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, Clare-ity.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to remind everyone that please call in. We are happy to take questions at 800-930-2819. And this is Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. And my fabulous guest is Danita Sajus today. And where we left off last is an exercise that we do in our coaching world called carefrontation. Would you like to share that, Danita? And
yeah.
And an absolutely awesome personal experience that goes well with it.
So this exercise is huge. I got it from Lisa Nichols. It's actually, how do you have a dignified, tender, sensitive, difficult conversation with another human being while keeping both dignities intact? Because what we tend to do is we tend to fill up the beach ball of emotions and then shoot it out. And usually when we shoot it out, it doesn't land correctly. How many of you are guilty of that, right? That we project our emotions, we project our fears, we project our fears and our pain when we get defensive. So how do you not be defensive? So I'm going to share a little story that I do. I love care. It's carefrontation versus confrontation.
That's
I work with my clients on this all the time, with relationships with their children, with their romantic relationships, husbands, spouses, boyfriends. It is it's a game changer, but it's a new muscle.
Yes.
It's a muscle that's been an atrophy that we haven't used. I've never used it. And so it takes time.
Yes.
So I'll share my little girl dream. So when I go on vacation, when I come back, my boyfriend's always waiting for me in baggage claim. He never picks me up outside. Like I love, love, love that. But I have this moment, this little girl dream that when I'm coming down the escalator in baggage claim, that I want him to kind of run up to me, spin me around, kiss me on my forehead and look me in the eyes and say, I miss you.
Yes. I love it.
That's my little girl desire, like running through daisy fields, right?
Yeah.
And like this connection.
I get it.
So this was our first year of dating. I had traveled like maybe 7 trips. Mm-hmm. And the last trip was to Jamaica. And I was gone like 14 days. I go, this is the day that he's going to do it.
Right.
So I come down the escalators, our eyes lock. And he tells me he has a cold, right? So our eyes lock and he doesn't run, and neither do I. And he takes my suitcases and says, "Glad you're back," turns around and starts exiting out of the airport.
Yeah.
My heart drops in my tummy. Mm. And what I typically do is called love takeaway. I remain silent. I'm going to take away my love because it doesn't seem like you miss me. So I get home, he brings the luggage up, I get home and I'm unloading the dishwasher and I'm slamming dishes because I'm feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
I feel neglected, rejected, name it. Mm-hmm. And then I realize that I never shared my desire with him.
Mm-hmm.
I never told him that my desire is when I come down the escalator. I don't know if he'll run, but my request is to run to me, spin me around, kiss me on the forehead. And the words that I need to hear is not "glad you're back." It's "I miss you." Big difference for me. It's just a request.
Yes.
And so in carefrontation, we get to make the request. So then I write him this carefrontation letter. So it sounds something like this. "My guy's name is Tommy. Tommy, what I love about you is your dedication and always picking me up at the airport, no matter what time of day, and meeting me in baggage claim. What I admire about you is your commitment to this relationship. What I respect about you is that you're never late, you're always on time, and you enjoy picking me up. I desire to create a safe space. And what a safe space is no judgment, no repercussion, and unconditional love. Can you agree to that in this conversation? Because I want to create it safety so that there's no throwback. What I value is this relationship, and what I'm ready for is this conversation. So I take responsibility for doing love takeaway and silent treatment every time you pick me up from the airport. I take responsibility for never sharing my heart's desire with you and making you feel like a mind reader.
Yes.
Or expecting you to be a mind reader. What I take responsibility for is causing confusion for you when I land. It must have made you feel dismissed, confused, unloved, detached, and I can go on and on, right? What I've learned about myself is I have little girl dreams that I didn't share with you. What I learned about myself is when my dreams aren't fulfilled, I feel rejected. What I learned about myself is that I can't let you guess how to love me. What I learned about myself is I need to communicate my desires to you.
Right.
So my request is the next time you pick me up from the airport, can you run up to me, spin me around, kiss me on the forehead, and say, "I miss you." And he looks at me and he says, "I don't do that."
Oh no.
I go, "Baby, you don't." So the other day, you guys, he comes home from a trip. So I text him, can you run to me, spin me around? We're not at the airport because there was no flying at the time.
Yeah.
So he comes into I said, "Can you do that?" Because now I have to make the request again. It's not a baggage claim. I wasn't going away, but he went away and I for like 10 days.
Yeah.
So I said, "Can you do that?" My request, he goes, "Yes." So he comes into oh my God, you guys, this is the funniest thing ever. He comes into my apartment. I'm standing in the living room getting a running start. He has his phone in his hand and I go, "Are you ready?" He goes, "Yes." And so I start running. My apartment's not that big, you guys. I start running from the living room to the dining room. I wrap my legs around his body. And I'm sliding down, right? And then I go, and then he spins me. And I just look at him because I already coached him on the steps to do. He kisses me on the forehead and says, "I miss you." You guys, I almost passed out.
Yeah.
Little girl dream resolved.
Come true. Absolutely come
but
true.
But I asked for it. I made a request and he
decided
it. And with carefrontation, there's no scorekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
No defense, no protection, no hiding. right? You fall on the sword yourself and say, take accountability mm-hmm. of what you've done in that situation.
Absolutely.
It must have made him feel dismissed, unloved, confused. Mm-hmm. And so it's a new technique to learn how to request what you, have hard, tender conversations, take responsibility for your part, and then request. Now, with the request, I could have said, my request is next time I come from the airport, and he could say, yes, I will do that. Or he can say, let's negotiate. I won't run, but I'll walk up to you. Like, either a yes or a renegotiation. There's really no yes and no. So you keep the person at choice instead of saying, you should spin me around, or you better kiss me, you better say I love me. That feels defensive, and mm-hmm. that's how arguments start to happen.
Yes.
And then you keep score, right? So it's just a delicious way to keep dignities intact and get your desires met. Mm-hmm. It's just the best.
I fully agree. And I know that I learned, you and I have talked about stuff like that. And I was raised like the husband or the boyfriend is like, he is the kind of the knight, you know. My dad was the provider. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. And it was like, he was the knight. And I just thought like certain things, even sex, like, well, I don't want to ask for that. I just want him to want me. I want him to pursue me. I want this. But like you and I have said, not all guys, like our guys, are not those guys. So we need to ask for what we want.
Topic. Safe masculinity versus the hunt.
It is. Yes. But asking for what we need, right? We have to ask.
Okay.
We can't expect them to know.
It's unfair.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's unfair to them. In both ways, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't express your desires or request, always request. Don't tell. Don't. I remember mm-hmm. I told Tommy, I said, you don't hold my hand anymore. He goes, hold up. That feels defensive. And I go, okay, I miss you holding my hand. Can you re-engage and hold my hand? He goes, I can do that. It's the delivery.
Absolutely.
Want to have it on a silver platter, not a garbage can top. Garbage mm-hmm. can top cause arguments. And the other, my New York accent came out. And then the one on the silver platter lands better. And then mm-hmm. you keep them at choice. And you can do this with your children. What I love about you, what I admire about you, what I respect mm-hmm. about you, what I desire, what I value. Yes, it's a formula.
It is, you know.
Level to it.
And it changes your whole environment. Or your whole household, whether it's your spouse, your significant other, your children, everything, it changes that. So we are going to take a break. And again, whoever wants to call in, we would love it, especially to finish off the show with some questions. The number is 800-930-2819. And again, Danita, where can they find you?
Yes, at danitasajus.com. My first and last name on the screen.com. Come visit.
Yes, yes. We will be back soon. Thank you, everyone.
Are you ready to get off the never-ending hamster wheel of reaching for success? Meet Danita, your go-to girl to help you take your life back, set healthy boundaries, and experience daily joy. If you're ready to create success and fulfillment in your life and business, start today by scheduling a complimentary connection call with Danita. Visit Danita at danitasajus.com and make your appointment today. That's danitasajous.com.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money. Meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive.
You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. I am with my colleague and friend, Danita Sajus, today, and we are talking all kinds of good stuff about transformation and glitches that happen. So, Danita, this would be a good way to come back, and then we do have a caller on the line. Yay. So who do you work with specifically? I know you. I know you have clients from ages 7 to 67. So who do you love to work with?
Well, I got into this work to help children, and my youngest client is 7. And with the hypnotherapy, it's really delicious how the brain is able to clear out the beliefs they created. Pretty quickly. They've seen less than adults. And if I can help more children free themselves of all these limiting beliefs before they're an adult, they won't be so confused and I call it jacked up as adults, right?
Yes.
And children process quickly. And mm-hmm. So I've never really niched myself. And here's why. Mm-hmm. My niche is freedom. Mm-hmm. And if it's my little 7-year-old who's struggling, who gets kicked out of summer camp and kicks the dog and spits at his mom and who became angry at 3 and his desire is just to be a good boy, then that's my client. Yeah. Or if it's the 15-year-old that is self-contained in her room, high anxiety, that won't leave her room, has to do homeschooling because of some scenes from her past of living through an earthquake and so doesn't trust the outside world and mm-hmm. cleaning all that up so that now she's on stage helping other teenagers with mental illness and able to go to football games and finish a second year college by age 18. That's right. My client. Or if it's the 60-plus-year-old man diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and wants to get his life back, right? Wants to get his life back, wants to reunite with his children because time is running out. Mm-hmm. And that's my client. Or the 12-year-old that has a laundry list of depression, self-esteem. And with all this social media stuff, it's very interesting how the bullying doesn't stop at 3 o'clock when school finishes. It continues. Yeah. And then there's isolation and all of that. So though I don't work with a ton of kids, I work with adults making a U-turn to go rescue that little boy or little girl who lost trust at an early age. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my client. And I've helped people with, I had one client helping him with cerebral vascular disease, where the blood wasn't coming to his brain and getting his brain, bringing down the swelling at the doctor's office every 2 weeks. Gotcha. And finding out that he's creating these ailments to feel loved.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And so, like, connecting those dots is, why is this disease here? Or why are you acting out? Or why the addiction, right? Mm-hmm. Addiction to shopping, addiction to drugs, addiction to food. Why? Right. What happened? Did you grow up in a household of scarcity of food where you had a huge family? And so the last chicken wing was an issue where there was scarcity. Or did something happen to you in trauma, right? Where you created this jacket of, let me become a large size so no one ever, for a safety reason, so no one will ever touch me again. So it's so much, such a breath. So, and I love my men. Yeah. Absolutely love working with men, and I commend men in this work because society doesn't give them a platform to be human first. They are taught to be providers, protectors, and performers. Mm-hmm. And but they have as many emotions as women, right. And so I create a safe space for them just to be, and to deflate that emotional beach ball. Because that's what prevents diseases. Because emotions not expressed in tears will cause other organs to weep. It's called trapped emotions.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so when they trap, they form dis-ease, right?
Yes.
There's a dis-ease in your body.
Yeah.
Your body's not at ease. And so it's a big, big, big deal. So I have a plethora of people, and I enjoy to have people all around the world. I do it through Zoom. Mm-hmm. I call it Zoomnosis, right?
There you go.
So
yes.
I can. But my client can stay in the privacy of their own home. I can have a life. I can do it from anywhere, and I get to help more people around the world.
Absolutely.
My niche is getting your life back and finding freedom.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. And I know we can talk all day. So we would love to welcome Linda to the show to ask her question.
Yeah. Hi, Linda. You're on live with Martine and Danita.
Okay. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I had a question about the statement that you made that anything after the age of 7, any emotions or anything before 7 kind of get all locked up inside of us and we don't have access to that anymore. And that's just interesting to me because I feel like I have something that's locked up in me that I really feel disconnected to, if that makes any sense. And so Martine is actually my coach, and her and I have been working together for many months. And no doubt we've made progress, but I do just feel like there's this piece of me that I mean, even when Martine has taken me through different exercises, there's like such a disconnect to that little girl. I mean, it almost makes me emotional talking about it because I want to connect to her. And I know that I've made progress there, but what are things that I could do like on my own in between maybe my coaching sessions or whatever, that I could just maybe try to move this forward a little bit or make this connection happen a little quicker, if anything.
Yes. Do you have a lot of memories, Linda?
A lot of memories?
Memories from childhood?
Well, no, most of my memories are not good memories. And so, not a whole lot.
Right. And so what the mind does, Linda, is it forms a protection. right? So it says we're gonna not gonna access this because our job is to keep you emotionally and physically safe. And the one thing why I added rapid transformational therapy, hypnotherapy to my toolbox is because I can open up this. It has every answer. It's almost like a Rolodex, if you're old enough, if you know that, or a Google search, if you're much younger. And it remembers every event, everything that was said to us, done to us. Like, it remembers everything. And the beauty about it is that it combines what you're doing with Martinet, which is NLP. It also is a combination of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and then also hypnotherapy. So it's almost like doing what you're doing with Martinet, but with the vault open, so that we go back to different scenes, not to relive them, just to review them, to understand, now I see why I do these things from these three scenes I pulled up. And the mind is so brilliant and so underused that it knows exactly what to bring up to understand, you know, or maybe there's a block of connection emotion because some of the memories aren't good, right? It's just a protection mechanism. But yes, there's hope for you, my friend.
100%.
In accessing that. And it takes time. It takes time when you're doing coaching and things like that. What I do is absolutely rapid. I do a 30-day rapid transformational experience. And it's very, very quick because the subconscious mind is open. That's where the hypnosis does. It's almost like meditation. It opens up the vault, and then I command it to bring the scenes that we need to understand and connect the dots. And then I do a customized recording that tells you that... So you get all the desires that you want in your life. And then when you listen to your recording, because the subconscious mind learns by repetition and by words. So as you listen at night, self-hypnotize yourself, it's going to the neuroplasty level of the brain to reprogram all the thoughts and delete out all the memories that you don't want to remember and put in what you want in life, right? And so... there's hope, my friend. And I know getting emotional because you want to connect to her because she's your essence.
Yes.
She's your essence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
And Linda, I will definitely tell you more about it. I've experienced it. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great tool. And I still listen to my recording almost daily. Yes. So I know we are almost out of time. So Danita, again, let's get your information for all the people that I know will connect with you.
I would love. I'm going to invite you for a free consultation if you're stuck in life, wanting to get your life back, or something's missing. Something's missing to reconnect you, to live in your essence, to set healthy boundaries. I help a lot of people in business too. But it starts with the internal game, right? You can't do business without personal development. If you don't feel worthy, you won't make money, right? And so I'm also brilliant at finding that secret sauce that works for you and your recipe in business. But first, let's do the internal cleansing so that you get all the desires of your heart. Thank you so much, Martinet. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Danita, for being here. And see you next time, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope. And you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living.
Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.